Now, for the sympathetic, it's a little more complicated. So there's three possibilities, and in all three cases, notice what the neurotransmitter is at the ganglion. Acetylcholine. And what's the receptor? Nicotinic N. So your adrenergic system, the sympathetic system, still needs acetylcholine to work. Then as we get down to the target organs are going to be either alpha or beta receptors. There's one exception, which is sweat glands. Sweat glands are under the control of your sympathetic system, not your parasympathetic system. But because it's a gland, guess what neurotransmitter it uses? Acetylcholine. So it's kind of interesting. Remember I said nothing is just nice and neat anymore? Well, here's an example of how nothing is nice and neat. But it's very convenient because gland still works with acetylcholine. So if we give drugs that affect acetylcholine, guess what's going to be affected? Sweat glands. Even though they're really a drug that's being given for the parasympathetic system. So you can just lump all the glands together when you talk about muscarinic drugs. And then the last one is when we get to the adrenal medulla, we get epinephrine coming through, and then alpha or beta receptors. Any questions?
So the second one, that would be muscarinic.
Right. Nicotinic N here, muscarinic here. Any questions? It's a little bit, it's a lot of information kind of quickly, so you're going to have to mull it over tonight. Because you do need to have an understanding of these basic ideas so we can understand what's going to happen with the drugs in the future. All right. Question.
Yeah. How would you ask a question?
How would I ask a cool question?
On a test regarding this.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not asking the exact question, but I'm just asking for an example so that...
Okay. Well, going back to our Bloom's taxonomy, a simple question would be something like, what is the neurotransmitter that is used at all peripheral nervous system ganglia?
Acetylcholine.
You could have the other side of it, which would be, what is the receptor at all peripheral ganglia? Which would also be the receptor. Nicotinic N. Now, if we wanted to do a more application type question, you could say something like your patient is undergoing sympathetic stimulation. Which receptors would be activated in this case? Yeah. Now, we're not going to ask that many straight up A and P type questions, which right now we're basically doing an A and P review. It's mostly going to be application of the drugs and diseases. So. But in order to understand those drugs and diseases, you have to understand this first. All right, so overview of the autonomic functions. Regulation of the heart is an important one. Regulation of glands such as salivary, gastric, sweat, and bronchial glands. And regulation of smooth muscle, such as in your bronchi, your blood vessels, and your urogenital and GI tracts. So we've covered most of the big things there. Now, parasympathetic functions. Repeat after me. The parasympathetic system slows down the heart. And that's all it has to do with the heart. The only thing the parasympathetic system does to the heart is slow it down. Okay, now, why is this so important? Yeah, you don't have to say that part. It's so important because I'm going to ask you a question on the test that's going to give you a drug that affects acetylcholine. And it's going to affect the heart in one of two ways. If we block acetylcholine, what will it do to the heart?
Speed it up.
And if we enhance acetylcholine, what's it going to do to the heart? Slow it down. Will it ever make it pump harder?
Oh.
No. Will it ever make it... Will it ever affect the electrical conduction of the heart? No. The only thing that the parasympathetic system does in regards to the heart is slow it down. So that's why that's important. The parasympathetic system will increase gastric secretions and motility. So you need the parasympathetic system to digest. You also need it to relieve oneself in the bathroom, to defecate. Use it for focusing the eye on near objects. Now, this is why when a person is very, very nervous, they have a hard time focusing on close things because their sympathetic system is taken over and their eye can't focus on close objects. How many of you ever had your eyes dilated? What did you notice afterwards? Everything is very blurry. And at first, when your vision starts coming back, you can see things far away before you can see things up close, right? That's because your parasympathetic system has been blocked. It constricts your pupil and also causes contraction of bronchioles. Now, why would you want to contract bronchioles? I mean, don't we want to breathe? Isn't that a good thing? Why would you want to squeeze off the bronchioles? Slow down on that breathing.
Well, instead of hyperventilating.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Regulate.
Yeah. Yeah. Your body wants to maintain a balance in the blood with carbon dioxide and oxygen. And so if you're breathing too much, what happens if you take too many deep breaths in a row?
Angina. Dizzy. Oh, and you faint.
You get dizzy. So one of the ways your body helps to prevent that is actually by narrowing the bronchioles when you have enough carbon dioxide in your blood and enough oxygen so that you don't continue to hyperventilate. Now, most cholinergic drugs affect the GI tract, the bladder, and the eye. Easy there, no violence. All right, sympathetic functions. Now, the cardiovascular system, we're talking here about the heart plus the arteries. Notice what the parasympathetic system, do we say it affects the arteries?
No.
So it doesn't affect the arteries. The sympathetic affects both the heart and the arteries. It also is responsible for maintaining your body temperature. And what we call the stress response or the fight or flight response. So the fight or flight response, increased heart rate and blood pressure, getting you ready to use muscles in a big way. Shunts blood from your skin viscera to your muscles. Dilation of your bronchi so you can breathe more, so you can run farther, jump faster. Yeah. Dilation of the pupils to let more light in so that you can see big movements better. And then mobilization of stored energy. So what we're talking about here is fats and glycogen are broken down and being turned into energy that you can use. So your liver is going to start releasing glucose, and your fat cells are going to start releasing fatty acids so that you can use them for energy.